CRM systems are uniquely different from any other enterprise software categories, such as your ERP, e-commerce, POS. So which are the top 10 CRM systems in 2024? That's what we are going to discuss in.
Growing a business requires a holistic approach that extends beyond sales and marketing. This approach needs alignment among people, processes, and technologies. So if you're a business owner, operations, or finance leader looking to learn growth strategies from your peers and competitors, you're tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to the WBS Podcast, where scalable growth using business systems is our number one priority. Now, here is your host, Sam Gupta.
Hello everyone, my name is Sam Gupta. I am principal at Elevate IQ. Elevate IQ is the independent ERP and digital transformation consulting firm. We help companies with the digital transformation strategy, enterprise technology selection, enterprise technology adoption, as well as implementation. On that note, let's go back to today's topic, which is going to be top 10 CRM systems in 2024. Overall, just to be clear, this is the list of the specific products and not of vendors. So a vendor may have very strong position in the market, but if they have very, very fragmented portfolio, they might not rank on this list. We publish these lists every year. So from 2023, there are no major changes. The criteria that we utilize to come up with these lists are going to be the specific product share. How is the product share for this company in the market? And is the vendor able to win because of the product itself? The acquisition strategy, is it focused on this particular product or the other products in their portfolio? We use that as a factor. The product roadmap for this very specific product, community, ecosystem, win rate, technology strategy, as well as who is investing in the product are going to be some of the factors that we utilize in coming up with these lists every year. So now let's look at the list. Number 10 on our list is Oracle CX Cloud. Oracle CX Cloud was a very strong product, especially in the enterprise space for the CRM workflows. But now, because of the dominance of Salesforce, Oracle CX Cloud in general is not doing as well, but it is still relevant. It has some of the products in their portfolio that are very enterprise grade that might not be available with the other products, and you might not get as much embedded experience. Let's say if you are utilizing Oracle Cloud ERP or any other solutions, for example, Oracle ECM, then Oracle CX Cloud may still make sense. Overall, from the portfolio alignment perspective, there is the expectation that they are trying to shut down Oracle Commerce, or at least pulling the investment away from Oracle Commerce. So now we are questioning whether Oracle is really committed in the CX market, especially in the target verticals where it was really strong, retail, etc. So now Oracle might be moving away slightly from those market verticals because they have also acquired Cerner, which has received the majority of the investment, and healthcare is a vertical aligned with their strategy. So Cerner is going to be more of a front-facing platform, CX platform from Oracle perspective. So you might consider that as part of your CX experience. But overall, if you compare this with the other CRM solutions, Oracle does not seem to be as committed with their CRM portfolio just because the other solutions are doing far better. But there might be verticals where Oracle CX Cloud may still make sense. For example, let's say if you require very enterprise-grade CPQ functionality geared towards the micro verticals where Oracle is really strong. For example, SaaS, it could be your telecom, media. In these verticals, the CPQ needs are going to be very different. And if you are going to use a very siloed CPQ, that integration may fire back because CPQ does require very tight integration of your business processes. So if you are going to be using siloed software for that, that is not pre-baked, pre-designed, pre-integrated, you might struggle with the implementation. So in those places, the Oracle CX Cloud may still make sense because you are not assuming unnecessary risk of integrating very busy integration, which is going to be your CPQ as well as your CRM and then ERP. So in those verticals, telecom, media, tech, data center, etc., Oracle CX Cloud may still make sense. Oracle CX Cloud still has very strong products from the marketing automation perspective. They have very strong product from the advertising perspective. So if you are trying to consolidate your enterprise processes from the ad spend perspective, from the financial planning perspective, Oracle CX Cloud is still a very, very, very strong product there. And that's why it still maintains the rank at number 10 on our list. Now, number 9 on our list is SAP C4HANA. Now, SAP C4HANA, SAP was really bullish on the CX portfolio. They had made a lot of acquisition to compete with Salesforce. But after the executive changes, they are not as committed with the C4HANA portfolio just because they are losing momentum in their ERP portfolio. So overall, their strategy seems to be aligned more towards your SAP S4HANA, the core financial, core operational workflow supply chain. That's where they are spending their energy. So C4HANA is not receiving as much attention. Now, if you look at their overall strategy, so they have recently spun off Qualtrics. And now, even though they have spun off, there is still going to be relations. The companies might still use them. But overall, from the corporate strategy perspective, that provides us some signal that they are not as committed in the CX or C4 space anymore. But SAP C4HANA is still going to be a valid option when you are looking at very regulated industries where you have very tight CPQ process, where you are looking for configurated experience, which require far deeper data exchange, and you are trying to consolidate all of your channels, and you are looking at very integrated customer data cloud. In those places, C4HANA may still make sense, and that's why it ranks at number 9 on our list. Number 8 on our list is Zendesk Sell. Now, compared to the previous two products, this is a very small product. And this is really designed for the startups. Zendesk started as more of the customer service app for very small companies that were looking for a small cloud native experience that could not spend as much on the implementation, that didn't really need those enterprise grade capabilities. So the right comparable for Zendesk is going to be Zoho is probably the comparison, and Zoho does a lot of business in the same patches as Zendesk. So Zoho CRM, Zendesk CRM, they are fairly comparable overall from the capabilities market penetration perspective. And this is going to be ideal for companies that are already using Zendesk for their customer service, because there is going to be some pre-baked integration that is going to be controlled by the same vendor. So you are not going to see as many issues, but overall the integration is very light because this is the acquired product. So you are going to see all of those challenges that we generally discuss related to acquired products, which is going to be your team fragmentation. Even though they are going to be part of the same corporate brand, you are going to have documentation issues. You are going to have firefighting between the same organization. So all of those issues you need to keep in mind. This is going to be not fit for companies that are going to require territory planning, you know, lead scoring, all of those enterprise grade scenarios with respect to your CRM. If you're looking for very prescriptive CRM that does not require as much consulting help, Zendesk Sell could be a great fit. And that's why it ranks at number 8 on our list. Now, number 7 on our list is Monday.com. And Monday.com is slightly more technical platform, new entrant on the list. The biggest installations that we are seeing with respect to Monday.com is really in that CRM workflow or the workflow automation. HCM project management is where Monday.com sees a lot more workflows. In general, Monday.com will require a lot more consulting help because it is not going to have as prescriptive workflows as some of the other CRM perspective. But now, because of that, obviously your licensing is going to be far more difficult to be able to forecast. The reason for that is because the perspective is very technical, the way Monday.com is designed. But that also gives you a little bit of flexibility that you can design your custom workflows. But at the same time, sometimes you are going to design custom workflows because you are going to feel that your business processes are very unique. And because of that, you require slightly more flexible software, but you might be automating broken processes. So it's always, always important to look at whether your processes are broken. Is that what is driving why you need customization in a software or a software that can help you customize? So make sure you are not automating your broken processes. But for the most part, Monday.com is definitely a very, very, very strong contender in the CRM space. In fact, all of the other competing solutions that Monday.com has for example, Airtable as well as Smartsheet, they don't rank on this list, but they are fairly comparable as well with Monday.com. The risks that you need to look at overall, that's going to be your pricing, over-engineering, as well as data integrity are some of the concerns that you should be looking at with Monday.com. But having said that, Monday.com is still a very strong CRM solution, and that's why it ranks at number 7 on our list. Number 6 on our list is Sugar CRM. So Sugar CRM is very legacy, obviously. It's a free software. That's why it has such wider adoption for companies that are going to feel that they should not be paying for licensing. So that's why they typically use Sugar CRM. And typically, these companies are led by IT or developers because they feel that they will be able to manage these installations. So sometimes you are not really clocking the cost or the internal labor, and that's why you might feel that this is cheaper. But if you account for all the cost, for the most part, whether you look at commercial, open source, they are going to be fairly even from the costing perspective. So Sugar CRM, it still has widespread adoption, but overall, the community is not excited. Companies are moving to commercial software just because they have seen that you're going to have a lot of cybersecurity issues. You can never have that internal expertise to be able to manage the cybersecurity issues. Your IT is going to argue that, hey, I have blocked all of my ports, so obviously we are not going to have anything, but the cybersecurity issues are far deeper. In general, you need to have far more governance in your internal organization, which might be harder. And that's why the cloud software can reduce that risk, just because they are in that business. They have far more clout in hiring the talent that is going to be very expensive that smaller companies cannot afford. So overall, from the Sugar CRM perspective, it's going to be very clunky interface, limited reporting capabilities, cost of development and maintenance is going to be higher as well, even though you might feel that you are getting a cheaper deal. Having said that, Sugar CRM could be an option for your CRM, and that's why it ranks at number 6 on our list. Number 5 on our list is Pipedrive CRM. And the comparable here is going to be your Zoho Zendesk. It's a very prescriptive CRM. It's not going to be as flexible as your other bigger software. It's not going to have as many bells and whistles, and that's why you might require a lot more add-ons. The customizability is not going to be as much just because it's not designed for that mid-market enterprise-centric workflows. But that also means that the overall consulting effort is not going to be as high. You can manage on your own. So for the most part, if you're a smaller company, startup, then Pipedrive CRM is a great fit. It has a similar look and feel as your HubSpot, but obviously it's not going to be as comprehensive as your HubSpot or Salesforces of the world. And that's why it ranks at number 5 on our list. Number 4 on our list is Zoho CRM, and the comparable for Zoho is Zendesk, as I have already pointed out. Pipedrive CRM could be in the similar market space as well. It's going to have very similar look and feel as Salesforce. The data model is very similar as Salesforce. The marketing automation tool may not be as tightly integrated as you are going to find with HubSpot CRM. So depending upon what your priority is, whether it is going to be marketing automation, integrating your CMS, etc., looking at the commerce workflow, all of that, if that is your priority, then the choice of the CRM system is going to be very. If you are slightly more B2B organization, but may not be as heavy on content, then the choice of CRM is going to be very, 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 very different. But Zoho CRM could be ideal for companies with limited consulting budget. Typically, their consulting price point is going to be very low as well because they are targeting very, very, very small companies. Their data model is very simple. It's designed for companies in that space. Integrated with other apps such as your HCM and project management. So if you're looking for a little bit of communication between these apps, then Zoho provides that sweet experience in that startup space. But again, it's not designed for that tight integrated experience that you are going to get with the other larger suites that are designed for mid-market for larger teams. The mature capabilities such as territory management, sales team planning, you might get that with Zoho CRM. A lot of other CRM on this list may not have those operational capabilities that Zoho CRM can offer. And that's why they are comparable to Salesforce, because obviously with Salesforce, you are going to get a lot. So limited integration options outside of Zoho. So if you're trying to build all of your stack inside Zoho, then Zoho CRM would make sense. If you are going outside, then you are not going to find as many pre-integrated options. They are not going to be as tested as you will get with other ecosystems such as your HubSpot. So having said that, Zoho CRM is still a very strong option, and that's why it ranks at number 4 on our list. Now, number 3 on our list is HubSpot CRM. And this is a CRM solution that is designed for content-centric companies that are going to be primarily B2B. B2C company can utilize as well, but for the most part, the companies that are outgrowing the smaller CRM solutions that are looking for the slightly more customized experience in terms of customizing the core CRM solution, that's where HubSpot CRM could be very useful. Now, overall, the way HubSpot CRM is designed, if you look at the kind of customizations that can you do in HubSpot, it does not require as much technical expertise as you are going to need with your Microsoft Dynamics CRM as well as Salesforce CRM. Now, that also poses challenges with respect to customization. So whenever you are trying to simplify something, that's going to be good from the user experience perspective. But then the data model is going to be on a lighter side. And then you are going to have the data integrity issues, data quality issues. But at the same time, the experience is easier. So depending upon what is priority for you, whether the priority is going to be the ease of use or ease of implementation, cheaper implementation, then HubSpot could make sense. But if you're looking for enterprise-grade capabilities, far superior data quality, then you need to go for slightly more enterprise-centric platforms. Here, one of the unique advantages that HubSpot CRM has is the marketing automation was natively built as part of the product. So their strong point is the marketing automation. CRM is also strong, but not as strong as some of the other CRMs that we have on the list, such as your Microsoft Dynamics or Salesforce, when you are looking at enterprise security workflows, when you are looking at granularity with respect to object, that's where you get into these enterprise scenarios. But for the most part, if you're looking for simpler product, consolidating all of these smaller suites and looking for the integrated experience, outgrowing CRM systems such as Zoho, Pipedrive, etc., then HubSpot CRM would make sense for you. So that's number 3. Number 2 on our list is Microsoft Dynamics CRM. And Microsoft Dynamics CRM has far superior tighter data model compared to your HubSpot and Salesforce. It's designed for very regulated experience. Now, that regulated experience is going to provide you far richer data quality. So if that is priority for you, then Microsoft Dynamics CRM could make sense. But that comes at the expense of that it is going to be much harder to use just because your data model is not as fluid. You are going to get far more errors when you are going to explore cross-functional scenario. So your sales team might require knowledge of accounting, sales team might require knowledge of project management operations, etc., because the processes are slightly more integrated. They might require a knowledge of the product. And sometimes that could be a frustrating experience for the sales team because they don't want to worry about anything else. The only thing they want to worry about is the marketing automation and sales. And that's why they tend to like other easier CRM systems far more, such as your HubSpot. But if you are in the regulated industries where the compliance, the data control is far more important, that's where your Microsoft Dynamics CRM is going to make sense. Microsoft Dynamics CRM is also integrated with your Microsoft stack, for example, project management, as well as your ERP. So if you look at that tighter correlation data integration with your other stack, that's when you probably would appreciate Microsoft Dynamics CRM. So this CRM is going to be far deeper in the operational capabilities of the CRM. It's not going to be as deep in the pre-sales marketing centric capabilities. That's where systems such as your HubSpot CRM are going to shine. Overall, Microsoft Dynamics CRM ecosystem is very strong. You have a lot of developers, development companies, enterprise-centric companies that are playing in that space. So the ecosystem is still very strong. It's very comparable to your HubSpot or Salesforce, and they still have very large market share in the CRM space. And that's why they rank at number 2 on our list. Now, number 1 on our list is Salesforce. And Salesforce is still one of the leading CRM systems. They are doing really well, at least in 2023 right now. Because of AI, they are investing a lot. In the CRM-centric technology, their focus is very clear that they want to invest only CRM, customer-centric, CX-centric processes, and they are really the best-of-breed solution for the enterprise-grade workflows. So if you're looking for enterprise-centric platform, upper mid-market, as well as the enterprise, that's when Salesforce is really good. If you're looking for very small startups, smaller companies, Salesforce might not be best fit, even though they have smaller products that smaller companies can utilize. But that's a completely different product, and you might not get as much attention from Salesforce just because it's not their target market. They are putting all of their money in the enterprise and upper mid market. The smaller companies, they are going after them more as a lead generation tool. They want to target them so that they can be as part of the Salesforce ecosystem. But for the most part, they are not necessarily their priority. The other challenges that you are going to see with Salesforce is their marketing automation tool was not designed from scratch. It is the acquired product. So you are going to see all of those challenges that you typically see with the acquired product. So HubSpot is going to provide you very native product experience when it comes to marketing automation to your CRM integration, but Salesforce is not going to be as strong from the marketing automation perspective. It doesn't really matter, to be completely honest, because when you are looking at the marketing automation to CRM integration, the interaction is not as serious. It's not financial, so you don't require as tight of control. Once the interaction is going to be slightly more serious, then you move into slightly more operationalized CRM, and that's where CRM is going to be handy. So integration does not need to be as tight, and that's why companies don't find issues with the marketing automation tool from Salesforce. But for the most part, it is not going to provide as native experience as you are going to see, let's say, with HubSpot. The Salesforce is also unique in their capabilities because they have provided a lot of different success packs for specific industries. And these are going to be the custom objects that are already pre-baked, maintained, managed by Salesforce. Now, that's a huge deal because companies that are going to be building, developing all of these workflows, they require far deeper expertise internally as well as consulting help. So the implementation becomes very expensive. But at the same time, when you are getting anything pre-baked from anybody, now you are buying a lot of constraints because of that, because you need to figure out the architecture. So there are going to be pros and cons of every single approach that you are going to take. But overall, from the Salesforce perspective, you are going to get these pre-baked workflows for a lot of different industries, not-for-profit, insurance, financial services. They have these capabilities that none of the other vendors have. So that's a very unique advantage for Salesforce in those verticals. The other advantage that you have with Salesforce is their ecosystem is one of the strongest in terms of the amount of the best of breed apps that you are going to find. For example, let's say if you are looking for slightly more composable experience from the commerce experience perspective, then Salesforce could be a great fit, even though they might not be as composable as some of my other composable peers might argue, but it is going to provide you an option to have the best of breed apps from the content management perspective, from the content development perspective, from different marketing automation scenarios that you can utilize with your Salesforce platforms, and you are probably going to be okay. You don't have to invest as much in consulting as well as development unless that is your priority, and that's why Salesforce ranks at number one on our list. So that's it for this list. If you enjoyed this video, we are going to include the link for an article that is going to have much deeper intel. So check that out. If you prefer audio form, we also publish this podcast, WBS Rocks, on Apple, Google, as well as Spotify. So we encourage you to check there as well as subscribe if you like. We publish these videos on a weekly basis. So if you have not subscribed to our channel, you might want to do that. Also, if you have not checked our digital transformation report for 2024, it covers a lot of these topics in terms of how to plan your digital transformation initiatives that we compile after interviewing more than 200 executives. So we are going to include the link of that as well. So you might want to check that. On that note, thanks for tuning in. I'll see you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the WBS Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. For more information on growth strategies for SMBs using ERP and digital transformation, check out our community at wbs.rocks. We'll see you next time.